Do you like the hymn Amazing Grace?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We like that hymn for various reasons. It conveys gratitude for God's grace in changing us from what we were in the past to what we are today and for what our future holds. Years ago, God told Ezekiel in chapter 34, he would establish a covenant of peace with his people. God was grieved that leaders he appointed had become corrupt, had misled the people, had caused them to go into exile. But God promised that a day would come when he would make a new covenant of peace with them. He would appoint a shepherd with integrity, like David, who would rule in righteousness. God promised to revive both the people and their land to become whole and prosperous. But Ezekiel's prophecy went beyond this covenant of peace with Israel. He and Jeremiah proclaimed a new covenant that God would apply to all the seed of Abraham, a covenant instituted by Jesus Christ. Just before dying on the cross, Jesus took a cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." The God of the universe will now forgive everyone who accepts his son's sacrifice as payment for his or her sins.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com